This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليماً كثيراً. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل، كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس، اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, I know that Salatul Asr is in less than a half an hour, so we will keep this khutbah short inshallah ta'ala. Today we will learn about the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, As-Samad, and it is a name that we all know and hear and probably recite at least once in the day. We are always in a rush and always trying to be efficient in time, and so we usually will recite from the shorter surah of the Quran in our prayers. And we notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ikhlas, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. So we hear this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, As-Samad. But what does it mean? This name is really interesting. As we've learned in the last week or two, some of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't have one specific meaning or purpose or role or definition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as As-Samad is the eternal. So we start off with this definition, the eternal. As in Allah, when we think of it in our minds, and I know I was telling our children earlier this morning that Allah will always be there and always was. And they said, well, it doesn't make sense. What was before Allah? In our minds, we think to ourselves, there has to have been something else. Or what came before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nothing. Allah, that's it. And so in a way to understand this, I explained to them, is it difficult for you to comprehend in your mind that in Jannah, or in the hereafter, we will live there eternally, forever? They're like, no. Can you picture in your mind that you will always remain in paradise forever and ever and ever? And they said, yes. I said, just take that and put it at the beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was always there. We in our minds as human beings, we think to ourselves, there must have been something else, because as humans living on earth, there was a beginning. And we began, and the earth began, and things, you know, are planted and grow. And so we always focus on the beginning of something. Forget about the beginning. Focus on the end and shine it in the mirror, right? Shine it in the mirror. And when you shine it in the mirror, you realize that if Allah can be eternal and last forever in the future, then why couldn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have always been there in what we consider the past? So Allah is the eternal, always there. In addition to this, As-Samad is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the self-sufficient master. He's the self-sufficient master. Now this word self-sufficient we'll focus on in a few minutes. This name As-Samad also has the meaning that he is complete and perfect in knowledge. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complete and perfect in knowledge. He has all wisdom, and his wisdom supersedes all that we can even imagine. He has great power, great might, and supreme honor as As-Samad, Allah Azza wa Jal. And every single one of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depends upon him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and he asked them, he says, is it difficult for any of you to recite 1/3 of the Quran in one layla, in one night? Is it difficult for any of you to recite the Quran in 1/3 of them, to recite 1/3 of the Quran in one night? And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, a little bit puzzled by this question of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they asked, who amongst us has the ability to do that? To recite 1/3 of the Quran every single night. And the Prophet ﷺ replied to them and said, Allahu al-Wahid as-Samad, thuluthul Quran. Referring to Suratul Ikhlas. In another narration, he says, Qul huwa Allahu ahad, thuluthul Quran. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu as-Samad, thuluthul Quran. That reciting Suratul Ikhlas, Allah al-Wahid as-Samad, that in itself is 1/3 the rewards of reciting, or it is equivalent to the rewards of reciting 1/3 of the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great, and he is abundant in rewards and mercy. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower his mercy down upon us. Ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah fa astaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as As-Samad is the self-sufficient master. The one who is completely and eternally self-sufficient. Now when you and I work a job, we get a little frustrated. We want to be self-sufficient. I want to have my own business. I want to have my own home. I want to have my own land, my own produce, my own agriculture, my own food, my own life. I want to be in control, right? That's what we say to ourselves. I want to be in control. And I want to have everything that I need. And I don't want to depend upon anyone else. As human beings, we don't have that luxury. We could be self-sufficient financially. We could maybe be self-sufficient in certain ways, certain things in life. But to be completely self-sufficient from everything and everyone else. This is something that we as human beings don't have the luxury of. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. And so we ask ourselves, can I live for the rest of my life from today? Can I live for the rest of my life without having to work at all for a single day? Some of us might say, alhamdulillah, I have my pension. Alhamdulillah, I have my business. You know, some of us will come up with some excuses, but at some point in time, you might need to do some kind of work for your financial gain, right? And so the answer to that is no. I can't live the rest of my life without, of course there's exceptions, without working a single day ever again. Another question, can I live until the end of this year? It's November. Can I live till the end of this year without eating or drinking anything, without consuming anything? The answer to that is no. Our bodies itself is not self-sufficient. We need something else. We need nutrients. We need energy. We need food. We need water, right? So we are not completely and fully self-sufficient. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Anything that is lacking, anything that is missing, any one or any of the creation that is in need, Allah has the ability to help them. And that is a simple way of understanding this name of Allah, As-Samad. That He doesn't need anything, but everything is dependent upon Him. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always to bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as As-Samad has the ability to rectify our problems. So when we're going through hardship and difficulty, call upon As-Samad, because nothing else is needed except Him. No one else is needed except Him. And of course, we see in our deen, in the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, tie your camel and then have tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't just walk around and do nothing and say, I don't need to work, Allah will put energy in my body. I don't need to pay for anything, Allah will look after it for me. Money is going to fall from the sky. We are not Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him through the hardships and difficulties and then took care of him in abundance afterwards. We are who we are. And we submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala As-Samad, just like this virus that we see around us. Everyone's complaining, why do we still have to be social distance and do social distancing? Or why do we still have to observe physical distancing? Why do we still need to wear masks? Why, you know, this vaccine, a person has vaccine, doesn't have a vaccine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as As-Samad brought something we didn't have before and will take away something that exists currently. He has the power. He has the ability. He has the strength. So turn to Him in our frustrations and ask Him for help and assistance. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna warzuqna wa'afina. Allahumma taqabbal minna a'malana salihah ya arhamar rahimin. Ya Allah, please bless us with the best of this world and the best of the akhirah. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us in our lives to get through the hardships and difficulties that we experience and that we go through. Ya Allah, please grant us good health and strength and strong iman so that we can continue to worship You always and forever. Ameen. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to cooperate with one another and remove the hatred, the jealousy, and the malice that we have within our hearts. Ya Allah, please make it easy for every single one of us to purify ourselves, purify our gaze, purify our hearts, purify our minds, purify our ears, purify our mouths and our tongues. Ya Allah, make it easy for us to purify our souls spiritually. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to purify our wealth. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to be as close as we can to You by following the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Your commands found within the Quran. Ya Allah, please make it easy for all our community members that are going through some sort of hardship and difficulty. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to, you know, withstand the hardships that You place upon us. Ya Allah, please make it easy for every single one of us to come together, standing shoulder to shoulder, side by side, once again, very soon, insha'Allah ta'ala. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to do so. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkuru Allah yadhkurkum wad'uuhu yastajib lakum wa ladhikru Allahi akbar. Wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un. Aqimus salat. Can I get someone to do the iqamah?
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم سميع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله سميع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullahu khairan, my brothers and sisters, for your cooperation, coming and going. Please do take your time on the way going out. One very important announcement, alhamdulillah, tonight we will be starting in person our family Friday program that we used to have every Friday evening. So that will be today, right after Salat al-Isha, inshallah ta'ala. There is a little bit of an added element to it that you must be vaccinated, but alhamdulillah, any children that are under 12 don't need to have their vaccines. Which doesn't exist yet, technically, even though it's been approved. Children under 12 can come. Parents need to be vaccinated. Adults need to be vaccinated. No registration is required, and we will have the program here in person from tonight, right after Salat al-Isha, inshallah, which is at 7:30. So we hope to see you. Please do spread the word. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum.